love to see General de Gaulle anytime, anywhere. We want to be magnanimous. We don't want to be either little. We don't want to be arguing about where we meet or anything. We'd be glad to do anything. Except we do have a peculiar situation. We don't have a vice president. Mm-hmm. We do have a session of Congress. We do have a lot to do between now and July. And if I start doing this, where do I stop? And Earhart had to come here, and Hume's coming here, and the president of Italy's coming here, and so on and so forth. Now they've come back tonight and leaked the story through Drew Middleton in Paris. And maybe I should go and meet the generals at Martinique or some other place. Now it's our considered judgment that there's not anything to resolve, number one. No good comes from the meeting. Number two, that I oughtn't to break my word to the American people that I've told them several times rather firmly that I'm not going to leave and start doing it. Number three, if I did, there'd be other requirements on me to do other things, and we'd lead we know not where. Now, the threat comes back to us that they're going to the Post and the Newsweek and the New York Times. To get them to put the heat on, the Johnson ought to be willing to meet anybody anywhere, anytime. Now, obviously, if Mr. Khrushchev had something of world moment that we thought we could make progress on, obviously we would adjust ourselves to that requirement. Mm-hmm. This is not one of those instances, and this is our best judgment, and I don't want to have your help and support on it. I want you to know about it before anybody else did, and I'm going to talk Scotty Reston, too. And
well, now, do you want us to...
No, just do nothing.
Back,
no,
do
just,
nothing until
just do nothing and handle it as news, but don't be burning me up for not doing something
well,
that you know I ought to do.
We wouldn't for a minute anyway, but if we can leak or do anything to help, we will.
We will, darling. Thank you, and you're wonderful, and I appreciate it. And
I think it's an outrage.
Well, let's just keep it between ourselves, and we'll watch it. And if something comes up, I'll call you, and you call whoever you talk to, Al or Russ or whoever.
Al's in the hospital a while, but Russ...
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it serious?
No, fortunately. He had a tumor in his intestine, but it was removed, and okay. And,
where is he?
And he's in George Washington.
All right, I'll get him.
It was just done yesterday, so he's still, incomplete.
Well, I'll just send him a little note and flower.
Oh, I think that would be great.
Thank you, darling.
But he's okay, and it's fine, and I'll tell Russ.
Now, will you touch base with these folks? Newsweek, too.
Newsweek.
Now, I don't know who to talk to in Newsweek.
I hate to
get better coverage in time than I did Newsweek, because Newsweek's my old buddy, but I sent the budget director up there today and told him to call Elliot.
No, we had Kermit, too.
Did you? That's wonderful.
I told him
I wanted to be sure that he touched Newsweek.
He did indeed.
And I won't point you, editor of Newsweek, if they don't go to doing as well by me as Claire does.
Well, we mean to. I'm kidding you, honey. I was up there today and heard part of Kermit Gordon's thing, and it was very good, and they were
wonderful.
It was great.
Wonderful.
Well, good idea.
You're the managing editor of Newsweek by special appointment tonight.
All right.
Goodbye. Love
thanks,
you.
Mr. President.
Bye.
Bye.